You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
I'm Portia Clark. I am the host of Information Morning, a weekday radio show on CBC. I'm from Nova Scotia originally. I grew up in the Digby area and moved back here a couple of years ago. I'd been in Edmonton for about 18 years and working with CBC, and then moved back here with my two kids and my husband. So yeah, I'm part of the North End community now here in Halifax. The event today was all about inspiring young people in our community about the possibilities ahead of them. We always say, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And we really wanted to introduce some young people to people who are doing things and leading in their fields, whether it's in politics or in arts and culture or in medicine, for example, or social enterprise. We had all those represented there on the stage with us, and talking about what it's taken to get them to where they are and what the support of the community means, a whole range of things, and a chance for them to ask questions directly of those young leaders. Well, the role of the media is telling stories and allowing, maybe more importantly, communities to tell their stories themselves, and being an open space for representing and reflecting the diversity of the community. So our role as media is really to have an open platform for people to share their stories, their experiences, and to create stronger connections between all people by being there for them in that way, but also to have a critical look at some of the things that are affecting those communities that may be particular or not to those communities. Well, I see a change coming, for example, in the people who are on stage with us today who may be the only ones in their field right now, but hopefully others are coming after them, and just the way they talked about where they find their confidence, the importance of mentorship, and the fact that they are there. They are represented on council. They are making waves in medicine, for example. They are creating change and connections in their community. That's hope. That's the perseverance that people are showing to make things better, hopefully. I mean, we have a lot of challenges still in Nova Scotia. I've realized since coming back here, some of the problems that were here 20 years ago are still with us. But so is the energy, and maybe the power is in the room to make changes now. Hopefully the younger generation will be part of the change and see that their efforts and their passion can make a difference.
My name is Renee Smith. I'm from North Preston, Nova Scotia. I come from a long line of musical family, and just trying to carry on the tradition of singing and songwriting, telling the story of our people and, you know, how we've gotten here, and just sharing stories about myself and how I'm growing as a person and loving every second of it. I remember the first time I sang solo, I was 7 years old. It was at my grandfather's church in our young girls choir, and I didn't fall in love with music right away, but just being around it so much, developed an amazing passion for it, and still continuing to sing today. I'm a person, I'm hard on myself. I always want to do more, do better, you know, go above and beyond each year. But if I can look back on my journey thus far, I can say that I am proud of the things I've accomplished thus far, and look forward to what I can do in the future, not just for myself, but for the community. Any type of creative art is, you know, for me, it was the best way to be able to really share who I am and to really get a message across. Art has also been a way for me to maintain a very good place with my mental health, and to also stabilize my feelings and my emotions and put them in a place, put them on pen, put them on paper. So to any young person, embrace art, really use it as something that helps you through life, because it can be something very amazing for you. My next project, working on an album, but also trying to start up a developmental record label that focuses on youth who have a keen interest in music, you know, will be writing, songwriting, doing production with, you know, different software programs that deal with recording, also instrumentation, theory, covering the whole spectrum, just trying to get young artists to know more about the business before it comes time for them to, you know, kind of dig deep into it, just raising awareness and helping them to grow in their talent and their gifts.
How have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.